Welcome to the Teen Life Coach Podcast. I'm Coach Sammy, and I am so glad you are here. The teen years can be fun and exciting, but also filled with self-doubt, insecurities, and lots of frustration. I am here to help you along your teen journey and make sure you enjoy your teen years as much as possible. Let's get started. Hey, you guys, welcome to the podcast this week. How's everyone doing? I hope you are all doing fantastic. For those of you who are just listening in today and haven't heard the updates on things, this is the last year I'm going to be doing the podcast till the end of this year, and I'm going to be doing one episode a month. And these episodes are going to be on things that you guys have requested me talk about and also the things that I coach the most on. So if you have special requests for podcast episodes, go ahead and send those to me at The Teen Life Coach on Instagram. You can just DM me on there, and I'm going through all those requests. A lot of them are the same. You guys ask for a lot of the same things because you guys are all going through a lot of the same things, and I coach on a lot of the same things. So I'm doing my best to try to get those podcasts to you this last year. So today I wanted to talk about what people say. And what people say, or a fear of what people are going to say, takes up a lot of our energy. We worry about it a lot. We worry about what people are going to say, how they are going to judge us. And when someone does say something that we view as hurtful or wrong or maybe misunderstood, we put a lot of energy into analyzing it, overthinking about it, dwelling on it, and holding on to it. So I want you to ask yourself, when somebody says something you don't like or agree with, how long does it take you to move on from it and let go of it? Is it hours, days, weeks, years? I have an older friend of mine who will bring up things from 30 years ago that people said, and she is still holding on to it and very emotional about it still. And that takes a lot of energy to keep remembering something from so long ago. What else could you do with all the energy you use to hold on to things that people say? What other things could take up space in your brain that could actually benefit you in life? Holding on to what negative or judgmental things people said in the past, it's never going to serve us. It's never going to help us. And holding yourself back because of what you fear somebody might say is also just as destructive and unhelpful. So just think about that. How much of your life is run by the things that people say? How many of your choices are dictated based on what people have said or what you think people might say in the future about you, okay? What I really want to help you with today is looking at what people say differently, okay? And this is something that I have to work on quite often because I deal with a lot of people. We all deal with a lot of people. The only way to escape people is to hide in our rooms, all right? So if you are dealing with people and trying to work through the things that people say, you're doing a good job being out in the world, all right? I have a lot of coworkers and clients and friends and acquaintances. I have a husband and I have three teenagers and a nine-year-old. And they all say stuff to me. They all say stuff out loud a lot. And the list goes on of all the people I interact with daily. You guys, I am human. My feelings get hurt every once in a while. And I'm also a very sensitive person. And one of the best things that coaching has helped me with is learning how to handle what people say. That's probably one of the best things that has happened to me with coaching. I feel a lot. And so when somebody says something to me, my brain automatically really wants to take it personal. And I have to consistently work to not let my brain make what people say mean all the things about me, all the negative things about me, all the things when my brain's like, you did something wrong, you're a bad person, you need to do better, right? And that's just my personal brain and the dialogue that my personal brain likes to have with me a lot of the time. And that's why I do a lot of self-coaching in this area. I also try really hard to not be offended by most things because I can look at things differently, okay? But I'm not bulletproof, and sometimes what people say just rubs me the wrong way. sometimes, right? And I had an incident this last week where I was affected by something that someone said to me, and I took a night to feel hurt. And then the next morning I was like, okay, I'm ready to coach myself through this so I could look at the circumstance differently. And I want to go through this process with you for when something someone says really bothers you. But before I go through these five steps, because I know you guys are gonna comment and send me messages, I just wanna say this isn't to replace any boundaries that you need to set or a way to deal with abuse or bullying of any kind, okay? So if things are being said that are in those categories, definitely seek the help of an adult. Okay, so for step one, when somebody says something that you don't like, or it rubs you the wrong way, or you feel hurt when somebody says something, the first thing I want you to do, and it's very important, is to feel hurt, all right? Get sad or get angry and feel the feelings. Let your brain throw a tantrum. Like sometimes our brain just wants to think about all the things and kind of get mad and say things, and let your brain do that, right? Don't physically throw a tantrum and like go over to their house and throw rocks at their window or toilet paper their house or write mean words on the bathroom wall or anything like that. But just like let your brain inwardly throw a tantrum, okay? I always feel like this is an important step that we miss because many times we just go into fix it mode to solve things and feel better right away. But if someone says something to you that feels hurtful, feel hurt, okay? There's nothing wrong with it. It's a very valid and normal reaction to feel hurt when we don't expect something to happen the way that it does, okay? I was playing pickleball last week and there was this guy on the other team and he nailed me with a ball so hard in my arm. And it just kind of really took me by surprise. It really shocked me. I was looking the other way. I didn't see it coming. And I knew he didn't do it to hurt me, but my immediate reaction, which was so embarrassing, you guys, was to just cry. Like my eyes started filling up with water and I shed some tears because it really hurt. My arm really hurt. And I was trying really hard to hold it in and be tough. But later when I got in my car, I let myself cry a little bit. But in the moment I was like, please don't cry, please don't cry. And I tried to like play it off really good. Even though I felt stupid, I was like, okay, my human body just wants to cry. And part of being hurt is letting yourself cry. That's what makes us feel better many times. And so if you feel hurt, let yourself feel hurt. What you feel is very important and valid always. And sometimes we just need to cry in order to feel better. And that's it. That's all we need. Okay, so step number two, which you may need to think about while you're going through step number one, is don't respond right away. And I'm gonna say this again, do not respond right away, okay? Always wait until you can calm down to respond. If it's at night and you can wait to respond in the morning, always respond after a night of sleep. I try to give myself 24 hours to respond to things sometimes, but I know you guys, when you get a text or you see something, you like feel like you need to respond right away, and it's okay to wait. If you feel like you need to respond right away, just wait at least 2 hours, okay? 2 hours is always good, okay? And I know this is hard to wait. When you are having strong emotion, always give yourself time, okay? Time is your friend when it comes to being upset. And the reason I say this is because I have made mistakes again and again. When I respond in the heat of the moment, I always regret what I said. And if I just had given myself a little more time to calm down, I would have said something different, completely different. And I just did this the other day. I was upset and I emailed one of my kids' teachers. And you guys, I should have waited. And the reason why it's important to wait is because when we are at a heightened emotional state, our brains distort the circumstances. They distort what was actually said. And when we are really angry or really upset, our brains tend to make things seem worse than they are. And when we're able to calm down a little bit, we're kind of able to think about things a little bit more logically and then make the appropriate response. If you do need to respond right away, the one thing you can respond with asking the other person is ask them, are you okay? Okay, and I know this is kind of weird to ask someone who said something hurtful to you if they're okay, but I'm going to explain this in step four. Step number three, The next step is to figure out and reflect, could this person be right? Do I need to apologize? Is there something I need to make right? Is there something I should have done differently or that I need to do differently in the future? Okay, and really reflect here. Try as hard as you can not to get defensive, okay? The second you get defensive means that there is something to defend and that you are not willing to change or work on things, okay? Being defensive holds us back from becoming better versions of ourselves. It kind of puts up a wall for us to really ask ourselves if there is something that we can do better. Being defensive really is our first default mechanism when something is said to us that can be hurtful to us. And so if we automatically go on the defense, we're really going to miss out if, hey, do I need to fix something here on my end? Okay. Step four is get out of making whatever was said mean something personal about you. And this has been so powerful for me, you guys. You can really tell so much about someone by the things that they say. And I love asking the question, what kind of person says something like this? What information does what they said give me about them? Okay. People don't always say the best things when they are afraid and when they don't feel safe. What people say most of the time really tells us about them. It almost always doesn't mean anything about us. And that goes for positive and negative things people say. So if someone says something hurtful or judgmental, what does it say about them? Are they afraid of being rejected? Are they afraid to miss out? Are they afraid of losing a friendship? Are they so unconfident that they need to bring others down, okay? In what way could they be hurting? When you say something unkind, where is it coming from? It's typically not because of something that the other person did. It's really from some chaos that's going on inside our brains, all right? Words said out loud always come from a need to express something inward, all right? So I want you to think, what could this person be trying to tell me? Maybe they didn't say it the right way, but what are they trying to communicate to you? So often we focus on the words that were said and maybe the way that they were said instead of trying to figure out what is really being communicated here. So for step four, really try to use some curiosity in what they said and try to figure out what they are trying to communicate, okay? So step number five, once you figure out what they're trying to communicate, step five is to have compassion and love for them, okay? And this is important because when we can understand what somebody is trying to say and figure out that they're not trying to be hurtful to ourselves, but really they're struggling with something that they're going through, it totally switches the spotlight from us to them and helps us to focus on how we can really show love towards this person and compassion and be a better friend to them. So let me explain this part by my example from last week. So one of my friends said something to me last week that I thought was a little bit hurtful, okay? And so after I went through steps 1 through 3, I really felt that, you know, maybe I needed to apologize for a miscommunication, and I could easily reach out and text and do that. But I still didn't think what was said was exactly appropriate for the situation. So I had to think, what kind of person says something like this? And I realized that somebody who fears abandonment says things of that nature. And when someone feels threatened, they are going to be left alone. They lash out a little bit. And then once I realized this, I was like, oh, I can see how this person may be hurting or maybe thinking or viewing this situation. And I could see why they said what they said. It had maybe 10% to do with me. And once I could see the other person's pain and side of the story, I was able to have complete compassion for them and also see how my personal role in the situation might have triggered that fear in them. Okay. And then I was like, I totally know what I can say to this person to reassure them that I love them and have empathy and love for them. And once I was able to figure out what was trying to be communicated or the pain that my friend was having. I had nothing but love for this person and was able to respond to the situation in what I thought was the most loving way possible. No drama, you guys, just love. I had to go through a few steps to try to figure out what was being said and then really respond in the most appropriate way. All right, you guys, just working to understand where somebody else is coming from makes all the difference. If you can turn what people say into their own personal expressions of how they are doing or how they are feeling or what they are experiencing in their own lives and their own personal hurt and pain, you will be able to work through anything anybody says about you or to you, okay? Take responsibility when you need to and make things right when it is appropriate. But remember, most of the time what people say has nothing to do with you. It's not about you. It's about them. You are all amazing. Have a great week. See you guys soon. Message me on Instagram and I will talk to you guys later. Hey guys, do you want more? If you are ready to work with me in one of my coaching programs for teens, check out my website, knowingup.com. That's KNOWINGUP.com. Whatever you are struggling with, whether big or small, I can help. We learn so much more in my programs than what is offered here on the podcast. Come join me, you guys. See you soon.